Let's get it scanned. Words like those are said millions of times each year when doctors tell patients they want to order a radiation-based imaging test. Such scans allow us to peer into the human body with incredible detail. But what those patients may not know is that those same scans, in particular CT scans, which use multiple X-ray images, emit enough radiation to change the makeup of human tissue. That can create free radicals, which in turn can destroy healthy cells and could ultimately trigger cancer. CT, or computed tomography scans, certainly can save lives when used properly, but about one-third of those scans serve little, if any, medical purpose, according to recent research. And a new Consumer Reports survey of U.S. adults found that people are seldom told by their doctors about the risks of scans. Here's what you should know. 15,000. That's the number of people estimated to die each year because of cancers caused by the radiation in CT scans. One CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis equals more radiation than most residents of Fukushima, Japan, absorbed after the nuclear power plant accident in 2011. A 2013 study found that children who had a CT scan before the age of 5 faced a 35% spike in cancer risk. The reason? Developing bodies may be more vulnerable to radiation. Less than 10% of people in our survey said their doctor had warned them about radiation risks when scheduled for CT scans. And in one 2012 study, less than half of the clinicians caring for patients undergoing abdominal CT scans said they knew that the scans could cause cancer. About one-third of people in our survey assume that the amount of CT radiation exposure is limited with regulation. In fact, unlike mammography, there are no federal radiation limits for any kind of CT imaging. Almost 35% of imaging tests are ordered mainly as a defense maneuver by doctors to protect against lawsuits. Since 1980, U.S. CT scans have gone from fewer than 3 million per year to more than 80 million. The risk posed by a single scan is very small, and if you really need an imaging test, you shouldn't avoid it. Here's what Consumer Reports advises before going for a scan. Get a second opinion if your doctor owns a CT scanner or has a financial interest in the imaging center, your doctor recommends a whole body CT scan, or your dentist recommends a 3D dental CT scan. Know what scans you may be able to skip. In some instances, certain common imaging tests can be avoided. We have a full list at consumerhealthchoices.org. Know how much radiation you're getting. For example, a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis can have a radiation dose 5 times greater than a CT scan of the head. To find our complete radiation dose chart and full report on CT scans, check out consumerreports.org.